as many in the community know, we've been having these annual health summits. And we had another one back in October 2012. And out of that, one of the priorities identified was to actually conduct a community food assessment so that we really had a really clear idea about where we are so we know where we need to go. So out of that, a small group of about 12 or so of us came together and have been meeting regularly. And one of our members actually submitted a grant for the Community Transformation Grant through SEARCH. And we received some funding from there to actually do this assessment. And so we're real excited about the prospects and what it means for our community.
What is community food security anyway?
Food security is just being everybody in a community or in a household to be able to have access to healthy food, at a minimum.
And that's also affordable. And we know that that's been a real issue in our community.
And lots of Bush communities.
And lots of Bush communities. So we have had, we've seen about a 44% increase in food costs here in Sitka. And that's based on data that's been collected by the UAF Cooperative Extension Service, their food cost survey that they have done for several decades. We've been tracking that data at the Sitka Local Foods Network, and as a public health nutritionist, I've been really watching this, and it's been alarming, really, to see that. And we know part of it has to do with responses to climate change and environmental crisis, and that has driven some food costs up, as fuel goes up, food costs can go up. And there's some other things going on, too. So we really need to be looking at especially for those that are living on the margin in our community, mm-hmm. how are they able to do it? And what does it mean? And are they able to do it? We've been very, very concerned about that. I don't know, the other piece for us, it couldn't be more timely, is the not-so-distant tsunami warning that we had on the 4th of January.
Right.
And that's another way of looking at food security, is how secure are we as a community if we were to face some kind of disaster and the barges stopped, weren't able to dock, and the planes weren't able to land? Are we able to feed ourselves?
And for how long?
For how long? So, you know, that's another piece of it as well.
Now, this assessment that you're going to be conducting, can you kind of let folks know what that might look like and how that's going to be done?
Sure. So we're basically looking to survey individuals, which will be coming out very soon, our survey. And
will that be done on the street or by phone?
Hopefully we'll have some paper, but mostly online through our Facebook page, or and a lot of other communities are saying that they'll post it as well. Doing focus groups with specific targeted audiences, key informants and decision makers in the community, as well as people that are on the fringe of being food secure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're actually doing, I think seven focus groups. And as Garrett was saying, we're doing a key informant one. So really trying to get a kind of a mix of community decision makers, folks that are assisting people as they're trying to become more food secure, soup kitchen, you know, so for us, like Salvation Army, mm-hmm. So folks like that. And then we've got several focus groups that are going to happen looking at household food security. And we have one that will be working with our Alaska Native population here in Sitka, another looking at our Hispanic population here in Sitka. And then we're also, I'm working with the Filipino population as well. So really trying to get a really clear picture of what household food security or lack thereof is looking like in different parts of our population.
And not everyone, culturally, not everybody eats the same types of food. So
exactly.
Know.
And what might be culturally appropriate in one household may not be considered in another. So we really want to try to capture that piece. And another piece that we're going to be doing with the focus groups is looking at food shopping behaviors and some of that. So what kinds of things people are doing to try to stretch those food dollars. And, you know, we've seen a lot of new things come up in our community around shopping possibilities. So, you know, for a long time, I think about, you know, we've got Chelan that comes in the summers to help augment produce. You know, our new emerging food co-op here in Sitka, which is another potential for folks. I know there are a lot of food buying clubs around the community. Many of those places, though, require that you have cash or credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are somebody that's living on a really tight budget and you might be receiving food stamps, which is the Quest card, you may or may not be able to access those.
Okay. So once you do your assessment, then what happens? And when does that, what kind of timelines are you looking at?
So hopefully in the late fall, we should be having a food summit, which will be a presentation of the data and of the assessment. But the assessment will be used mainly to help us, or help the community rather, make decisions in regard to our food and food security and for the community.
And then the overall goal, once you're done assessing?
I think we're going to roll our sleeves up and start doing some real work on this stuff. So I think some of that is already happening. We've seen what's unfolded with the Local Foods Network, mm-hmm. And you know, the introduction of farmers markets to our community and the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm. All of those pieces are really working to improve the community's ability to provide some of its food for itself. What we know statewide is that we're thinking, although it, you know, the data, it's really hard to find this data, is that about 95% of our food comes from outside the state. That is a very food insecure situation. So
we're not alone.
We are not alone with this at all.
Yeah, Alaska has unique challenges.
We have really unique challenges, and I think we've got some amazingly creative and bright people, and I really feel like drawing that community together to look at these issues, we'll come up with some solutions we've never even thought about before.
Well, thank you very much for this informative few minutes on food security for our community.
Yeah.
Garrett Bauer and Lisa Sadler-Hart in this morning.
Great. So, like us on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, Sitka Community Food Assessment. And we'll have the link to the survey there in about a week and a half.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.